URY got a press pass to see Suede perform at the Barbican on the 7th of February 2026, and I was lucky enough to be the person who went to that concert. And, you know, I want to tell you about it. I was sat up on the balcony in row F, I believe, so I had a very good view. It was very unobstructed, but I was quite far away from the stage. Had I gone on a standard ticket, I probably would have gotten a standing, as I typically like to be at the barricade during concerts, but this concert was amazing. When I arrived there, the atmosphere was already great, even though I got there before the support act, which was Bloodworm. You know, you could really tell the people in the audience were absolutely buzzing with excitement, and there were projections of the Suede logo on the walls and the cover of their newest album, Antidepressants, on the stage behind them. I've been listening to a lot of Suede lately, especially their self-titled debut album, which was originally released in 1993, so I was really excited to go to this concert. They recently released their new album, Antidepressants, and this is their tour for it. They kicked off the show with the opening tracker from the album, Disintegrate. They just stepped straight on the stage and started playing it, which I thought was an absolutely excellent way to start off the show, as it's a very high-energy song. And I actually got a shirt which says Disintegrate With Me on it, which was one of the lyrics. Brett Anderson is the frontman of Suede, and one thing that I liked about what he was doing on stage, he was talking in between songs quite a bit. And one thing that he kept bringing up was Suede World. And Suede World is basically, you know, it's the world that you enter when you go to a Suede concert. And, you know, he kept talking about this fictional world, and it really did make it feel like you didn't need to think about anything else that night. You know, all that mattered was the fact that you were there at the Suede concert. And I was very, very engrossed. After their opener, Disintegrate, they actually played Trash back-to-back with Animal Nitrate, which are two songs that I love and probably two of their most famous songs. After that, it was quickly followed by Dancing with the Europeans, which is also another track from their newest album. They actually named their European leg of the tour after that song, of course, Dancing with the Europeans. And, you know, when they performed it, it was really notable how powerful Brett Anderson's voice is. Like, even though he's a little bit older, you know, Suede's been around since 1989, his voice is still fantastic, and they're definitely still worth seeing. Before Trash, Brett Anderson was actually doing a bit of crowd work, you know, speaking to the people of York, sort of saying, you know, you're the litter on the breeze, you're the lovers on the streets, as the lyrics of Trash go. And, you know, during the song, he actually quite often, you know, pointed the mic at the crowd or pointed at himself and then at the crowd, you know, encouraging the audience to sing along.
And in Suede World, it doesn't matter how many times they grind you into the ground, because in Suede World, you always come back. Because you're the lovers on the streets. And you're the litter on the breeze. Suede World!
Oh,
During this track and quite a few of the other songs that they played during the concert, Brett Anderson actually climbed into the crowd and sort of did a little bit of not so much crowd surfing, but he was still very much in there. And, you know, I could see people's hands reaching up towards him, spotlighted. It honestly looked like, you know, people reaching up to Jesus. And I actually do quite like how involved Brett Anderson was with the crowd. I feel like that's a very old school Britpop thing to do. And he's still doing it in the present day. And, you know, a lot of other bands that I've seen live don't really do this sort of thing. And, you know, even nowadays, I feel like a lot of bands who used to do this sort of thing don't anymore. But Suede still very much are on that. And I quite like that. I feel like an important part of a concert is the crowd involvement, or at least knowing that the audience is enjoying it, you know, cheering, clapping, singing along, dancing, just being reactive to what the artist is doing on stage. Because, you know, concerts, I feel like they're a shared experience and a shared connection between the artist and the audience. And I really felt like that was extremely present at Suede, and it made it so amazing to attend and be there and witness. One thing that Brett Anderson actually did on this in this regard is a lot of esoteric sort of dancing. You know, he's jumping around, spent a lot of time moving around the stage, you know, almost, you know, Jarvis Cocker style. At one point, he was even crawling, you know, laying down, you know, just doing a lot of interesting movement. And, you know, this made it even more engaging for me. You know, I already loved the music. I loved, you know, everything that he was doing, but his movements were really, you know, they were something else. And, you know, the extra level of engagement comes about by knowing that the artist is also having fun. And, like, you know, they're really engrossed in their music. And you can really tell that Brett Anderson was, you know, so with it. He was so, like, locked in. You could tell that he really has a passion for performing. Another element of this was his sort of Roger Daltrey-esque mic swinging. The barricade was actually very close to the stage, so I was a little bit concerned that he would maybe hit someone in the audience, especially because there was one occasion where he swung the mic out so far that I wasn't actually sure how he could get it back. And in the end, he used a sort of the centripetal force of the mic to wrap the cable around his body, which was absolutely fascinating to watch. And again, it's great that an old school artist like Suede is still doing this sort of thing. I find that when an artist is really unafraid to just, like, be very sort of weird and esoteric on stage, it just really makes the concert just so much better. I was really happy when they played Animal Nitrate because, yes, it's one of their most popular tracks, but it's also one of my personal favourites. And, you know, seeing it perform live was great. It was a whole experience, especially when he played the bridge towards the end of the song, when it's repeated. It's amazing.
He's God, you know that he's hard.
One thing that Anderson actually mentioned was how many young people were in the audience. I feel like this could be indicative of perhaps a small resurgence in the popularity of Britpop. Maybe it's a genre that we could see come back, especially since, as Brett observed, there were a lot of people sort of around my age. I'm 18 in the crowd. And, you know, there was also a lot of people who were older. But, you know, he said that it's like a new generation of fans. And I really like that. I think that's a really nice sentiment. There was one part of the concert which I think truly showed off Brett Anderson's talent, which was when he sung a song without his microphone. It's a slower song with a piano in the background. And at first he was singing without the microphone, and then he took the microphone away and just projected his voice. And I was sat up in the balconies. I was actually quite far away, but his voice was so clear and you could really tell that it, like, had such a power and resonance behind it. And I just think that was amazing. And you know, the Barbican, it's not a small venue either. It's got a capacity of 1,500 people seated and 1,900 people standing. It was a completely sold out show, and it was still so clear. Unfortunately, I didn't get any footage of this moment. At the end of the concert, Anderson spoke more about Suede World and, you know, sort of closing off this fictional world that he had created to envelop the audience in. And he actually also spoke about York, and I think that this awareness of the location that he was performing in really added a certain charm to the performance. Really felt like it was important that he was in York. And of course, that's great for being on URY.
Thank you so much, York. You've been amazing tonight. Thank you. Really loved it. It's been great. It's fast becoming my favourite place. Maybe I'll move there. You'll see me wandering around the museum, the Viking thing and all that. You'll be like, that guy looks like that guy from Suede. Seen him a few times. Anyway, come on! It's time to leave Suede World. Some of you will be reluctant to leave Suede World. Some of you will be curious. Some of you will come back. Because sometimes it's nice in Suede World. And sometimes it feels like Saturday night in Suede World.
The only thing that I have a small gripe with, which isn't even really a gripe, is that he didn't play Stay Together from their album Dog Man Star. I absolutely love Stay Together. I think it's my favourite Suede track. I think it's one of the best Suede tracks. But most of the songs on the set list were from their later albums, not really many from the earlier ones. You know, they played Trash and Film Star. They played Animal Nitrate. And, you know, they're all absolutely fantastic tracks. But I feel like they could have done with a few more. Because I think the set list was around 25-ish songs, and I'd say maybe 14 of them were from the newer albums. Especially since they were selling Coming Up shirts, I would have thought maybe they would have played more things from that album. But again, the picks that they did play, you know, Trash and Film Star, are both absolutely excellent songs, and I feel very lucky to have seen them perform live. Overall, I highly recommend seeing Suede if you get the chance. It was so, so exhilarating. They're still touring the UK, so if you happen to be listening to this from anywhere other than York, or, you know, maybe you're willing to travel a little bit further out, maybe you're a Suede fan, you weren't sure whether to see them or not, highly recommend it. Don't miss out.
Hey, you. You're listening to URY.